Happy New Year, everyone. May you have a happy and blessed 2020. And we are pressing toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. We're pressing toward the mark. You know, Paul likens the Christian journey to a race, running a race. I never was a very good runner. I never could run very fast. I was usually the last one. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Welcome aboard, Oscar Graves. Philippians 3:13. Happy New Year, Oscar. And to everyone else, very happy New Year. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Deuteronomy 31:8 and Exodus 33:15. Jeremiah 10:23. I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterwards receive me to glory. And then we have the beautiful passage in Romans 8:38-39. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hebrews 12:1-2. Let us lay aside every weight and sin, and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Well, we are running a race. We are running a race. But I'm glad that God is running the race. Jesus Christ is running the race right along with us. Underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. Know ye not, they that which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. Philippians 1:6 and 2 Timothy 1:12. Every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Well, as we set out for this new year, January 1st, 2020, seems strange just to say that, 2020. Let us remember this. Forgetting those things which are behind, we press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. But we have to always remember that it is the Lord who goes before us. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee. Deuteronomy 31:8. It should give us great consolation to know that God is for us. He will not fail us. He will not falter. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Excuse me 1 minute. I'm looking for something here. Underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. That should give us great consolation. When we have all of these things going on in our lives, let us realize that God ever is before us. He ever stands with us. And sometimes we may feel like the Lord has left us, but he was there all the time. Welcome aboard, Sonny Babu. Happy New Year's to you. And Happy New Year's to all those who will join us later and listen on our other platforms, including YouTube. Master, I plead that you would not tarry too long, for I'm very weak and really not that strong. If left to my own devices, I would perish suddenly. Master, please don't tarry. Come and rescue me. Master, please don't tarry, or I would be cast down. My sins would overtake, and I'd be laid to the ground. Master, please don't tarry. Come to my help and stay close beside me in the morning, yes, at the break of day. Thank you, Master, for not waiting, for you were there all the time. Even though this wayward child's eyes are often blind, you told me underneath me were your everlasting arms to hold me and sustain me and protect me from all harms. Thank you, loving Master, for letting me see your loving arms are open and always holding me. You know, that's I saw something kind of funny on the news. Pope Paul or Pope Francis was doing some kind of New Year's deal, and some gal reached out and grabbed his hand and held on to it. He didn't like it, and he began slapping her hand. Let me tell you something. When we reach out to Christ, he doesn't slap us away. He doesn't slap our hands. He says, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. Didn't see a lot of meek and lowly of heart there in Pope Francis. Well, I'm glad that our Savior is compassionate, is long-suffering. He doesn't turn his children away, for he's the one that's chosen them for the foundation of the world. Lord, my soul longs for you. How long I long for a cool cup of water that will quench my spiritual thirst. Christ gives that living water. It never runs dry. He bought me with his blood. I'm the apple of his eye. When I'm in need of comfort and I'm in need of care, I cry out to my Abba Father, and he is always there. Unlike Pope Francis slapping that lady's hand for holding on to his hand too long. Good morning, Brother Leon Kennedy. It's good to see you this morning. Happy New Year. When friends and family forsake me, I can always know that my precious, loving Savior, how he loves me so. Thank you, Lord, for placing me where the cool waters flow. You know, with the new year coming on, 2020, we often wonder what's going to happen in 2020 with all this political quagmire between the Republicans and the Democrats, the impeachment, all the things that are going on. We think, what's going to happen in 2020? You know, if we look toward the future with just our natural eyes, the future looks dim and we do it despise. But if we look to the future with spiritual eyes, there's nothing grander for us to surmise. Eternal life with Christ, I find a wonderful thought. Oh, what a glorious future for God's people he has wrought. All sorrows, tears, and sufferings will forever be gone. And in paradise with Christ, our Savior, we will forever live on. Isn't that a beautiful thought for this New Year's Day, 2020? You know, God's works are marvelous and great to think upon. His mercy and on his grace we can rely. Our eternal future is better than any past memory. You ever thought about that? Our eternal future is better than any past memory. The communion and fellowship with him in the great by and by. But our fellowship is sweet now, even though clouded by a world of sin. But just think how much more precious it will be with him then. Not having this battle between the spirit and the flesh and the devil, but in the Jerusalem, never again having to contend with evil. And this is all made certain by God's mighty work of redemption, granting us forgiveness of sin and giving us admission into the greatest paradise we could ever imagine. He said he's preparing for us a place in heaven. His preparations are perfect and without any taints of sin. Thinking on God's works from beginning to end is a marvelous exercise for those who have been born again. So as we look and contemplate about 2020, let us realize that God is in control. God has the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, sisters, in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. And let us proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he came in the world to save sinners. Let the gospel be proclaimed far and wide. Jesus Christ, for sinners, he did die. His Father gave them to the Son. It is finished. He cried, the work it is done. Never again must a sacrifice be made. Christ was 3 days in the ground, but he rose up from that grave. Yes, he died, was buried, and rose for his people to save. They are no longer under the curse of sin, for the Holy Spirit has caused them to be born again. And when we falter and succumb to sin, Christ, our mediator, forgives us again. So when we look around us in this evil world and we see all the things that are happening, we, like Lot, are sometimes vexed. Lot was vexed while in Sodom, and we're in Sodom too. Are we vexed like Lot was? Do we abhor evil too? Or are we drawn away of our own lust and enticed? God help us in the midst of all this vice. Turn our eyes to you, we pray this day, and then our thoughts and minds will be on you. Turn us and we will be turned. You make all things new. Give us a hatred for sin and cause us to run from it. Give us your continued grace and mercy so that in heavenly places we can sit. Let us not be conquered by sin and death and hell. Let us cry out to you when our weak flesh has fell. Only you can give us victory over prevailing sin and cause us to walk in truth until the very end. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Even in the midst of Babylon, in God we only trust. Well, I hope that this morning we will remember the carpenter's son, Jesus Christ, and the eternal blessings he's given us. Growing up with Jesus, Jesus was known as the carpenter's son, helping his father work with wood that Christ had created from trees that he had made. In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. All things were created by him, even the trees Joseph the carpenter worked on as a part of his trade. Jesus is the greatest carpenter that ever lived, building an eternal kingdom with his with his hands, not with wooden stubble, is the kingdom made, but with the precious blood of Jesus, when he freely laid his life down on Calvary for all of God's elect, the ones that the Father for him did select. The carpenter's son was the greatest builder that could ever be, giving eternal life for all of the elect family. Well, I want to end with this thought today on this New Year's Day. We have been given eternal blessings. There are many things which we have been blessed with while we live on this earth. Friends and family, food and shelter, joy and gladness and convenience daily. These things give us mirth. But think about the eternal blessings we will receive in glory, when we will then live out the rest of the story that Christ has provided for all of us. Then we'll have such joy and happiness that never will end. So when we get discouraged while living down here, look forward to the eternal blessings that all God's people will share. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. Happy New Year, and God bless.